Blog Talk Radio.
I came up out the darkness, searching for light. I know home is where my heart is, but now nothing seems right. I try to make peace and cut my losses and carry on somehow, but I've come much too far and it's too late to turn back now. Here I go again.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
It would help if I didn't have my phone muted. Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Today was actually a good day, productive day. Got some thoughts and plans and stuff in motion, so I'm not going to complain.
I know that's right.
Okay. How was your day?
Well, my day was weird. Was busy. Had to do a lot of stuff for myself, and still struggling with some health issues, so I can't move around like I used to and can't be as agile as I used to, so move a little slower now. I'm in old man mode at the ripe old age of 46. So, but other than that, Queen, I'm all right. I'm good. No sense of complaining. Nobody gives a shit no way.
Better days ahead.
Yeah. I hope so. But yeah, you know, overall, it was an okay day. No, nothing serious happened. So. Mm-hmm. How was yours?
Yeah, good. I mean, good. Wrapping up some things at the census. Mm-hmm. You know, putting some other business plans in motion. You know, I started realtor school to be a realtor, state agent. So, yeah, it's a little slow start for me because, you know, everybody learns differently. And
mm-hmm.
it's after work, and I just feel like just give me the work and let me do it. instead of certain people shouldn't just sit and read because she be putting me to sleep. But yeah, I'll be cutting up a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, but I have to stay interested in what I'm doing. So cut it back and fool every now and then. You know, to wake up the crowd, then, hey, that's me. But, I mean, yeah, but I'm ready. I'm excited to see for this whole journey, you know. I'm
gonna
be showing you guys some
house. Yeah, I mean, I think you are going to knock it out. I'm not worried. You're going to get through it. If you need help, call me. I did my real estate thing in the state of New York back in 2011. So I'm sure it ain't too much different than Jersey. So, but I'm here for you if you need me. Yeah, I mean, it's always good when you're improving yourself and you're empowering yourself and you're enriching yourself with for education that's going to create a new stream of income and a new career for yourself, and you'll be able to do more for your family, and it's a blessing. So I'm so happy for you.
Because I do want to be a homeowner in the next couple of years, so I want to know the ins and outs. I want to know I want to know everything it is to know, so I can make sure I'm getting the best deal. the most bang for my buck, as they say. I'm excited. So, thanks everybody for tuning in today's show. We're going to be talking about sex, life, and relationships on social media. It was about time to do these shows. We haven't did one of these shows in a long time. And, as I can state it, y'all be cutting up. When quarantine first started, some of y'all still cutting up. And be prepared, because there's going to be some more cutting up, because I have a feeling that we're going to be on lockdown soon again.
You think?
So...
old Phil Murphy,
you guys
be able
to use your time wisely. It's going to be very entertaining, I think.
Your governor, man, it seems like every time he comes on, it's like I just know any day now he's just going to say it. Yeah, a 30-day lockdown.
Yeah, I mean, it's already started with the, you know, the curfews and stuff like that. And it's certain, and North got their own lockdown, because they terrible. Y'all is acting up in North. Y'all acting
North
up.
North is the best.
And I'm just like,
the best.
I know. I get anxiety every time I get off on exit 13. I'm on 280. I get anxiety because y'all know how to act.
Yeah.
My windows rolled up. I mean, I don't want to stop at a stop sign. Y'all just out here just walking with no regards for life. No mask or nothing.
Nope. It's so funny.
I got a mask
up. Mm-hmm.
And then complain why y'all ass got to keep staying in the house.
I mean, it's hilarious because I see the mayor, what's his name, Raz Baraka or
Roz.
It's funny that we're talking about social media and life as a part of this conversation, and this guy literally using city cams, helicopter cams, social media. I mean, he gets on his. On his social media every night, and he's screaming out addresses. We see you. I'm sending people over to your house.
He's not playing.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. And then the other night, I was looking, and I'm like, did he just tell them people's address? Somebody was having a big-ass party. It was like almost 275 people in a house, a three-bedroom house. Now, I need y'all to really think about that for a second. Imagine what your house is like with 25, 50 people. Now, 275 that per square inch. If the people were spilled into the backyard, they were spilled out into the front steps, the neighbor's house. They were all over the place, like ants. So the helicopter's flying over, and he's looking at them on some channel or whatever, and he's calling out the address. He said, my boys are on their way. Oh, my God. How bad is it when a mayor is literally doing Instagram lives and shit? It was just funny, man. I couldn't do nothing but laugh my ass off.
Because you know what it is? The thing is, people got this I'm grown mentality. And they just have no regards for the rules. And they don't understand certain rules are being put in place for human safety. So it's like, okay, now it's going to be a matter of time before it be harsh consequences. And we already think we got issues that we got to deal with profiling and everything else. This right here is going to open up the door. This is what people better realize is when you continuously break certain rules or go against certain orders, it opens the door for them to have these outrageous punishments for things. So when they start finding people that can't already pay their bills because they got to work, and these are the ones that's running around partying, or when they complain that they don't have money for certain things, it's going to restrict what kind of government funds or stimulus and stuff like that, because it's going to be an excuse for us not to get it, because they're going to be like, oh, well, they're not going to do what they're supposed to do anyway. Oh, well, they can't follow the rules anyway. Or they're going to be complaining because they're going to be getting fined and locked up for things because you're breaking the rules, and they're going to act like they don't know why it's going on, why they're being harassed, but you're outside after curfew. You know, it's people don't understand. They're their own worst enemy, and they open up the door for certain things, and then it's going to snowball out of control into something much bigger. Because all we know, it takes one rule to be put in place, and then somebody's going to abuse their authority for that rule. And it goes downhill from there. So
that's usually how it goes.
So.
But yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
Get it together, people. But Ross, he don't be playing. He don't.
Nah,
he don't
not
be
at all.
He don't be playing. And he'll do a lot for his, for the community. But, he's going to let y'all know, too, when y'all cutting up, when y'all not doing what you're supposed to do. But, hey, that's a whole nother show we're going to have in the near future because it's coming. It's like a train wreck. You see it happening, but you can't do nothing about it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stop it. You can't freeze. You can't pause it. You know it's coming. You know what the end result going to be. But it just takes a little time for what's happening. This is what's happening with this shutdown. We know it's coming, especially after the holidays. But you got Thanksgiving.
No doubt.
No more than 10 people are supposed to. In Jersey, no more than 10 people in an inside gathering together.
Yeah. So. Well.
So after the numbers.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's it's important to do the show, because one of the things that's being monitored is social media.
Mm-hmm.
And law enforcement, government officials, things you know but you don't know until you see it with your own eyes. And that's why I brought up Roz, because I was like, damn, he's serious. You know,
yeah.
And then as I'm talking to people who are from that area, they're like, oh, no, this is what he do, like, all the time. He jumps on his live, and he call you out, and I'm like, well, damn. You
mm-hmm.
know, so, okay. So
That's that checking people and that accountability thing we was talking about. Like, okay, you want to act a fool, then let's put you on blast to the whole world. Social media
mm-hmm.
can know you're a fool, you know? So people wondering,
mm-hmm.
well, how did the little boy in the school catch COVID? It's caused schools to be shut down because his mom was out there twerking at some daggone house party. That's why. With no mask on. all
oh,
up on her
man.
Live.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
So that was our rant for the day. I'm telling you. But so yes, we know social media is Hakim's girlfriend, and he's going to finish.
Not anymore, man. Not anymore. She a side at this point. She's been ran through. She for everybody. All kinds of goofy motherfuckers getting a hit. I'm good.
Okay.
Good. Yeah, I'm done, man. I'm wrapped out.
Okay.
Maybe when she get off rehab, we can talk.
Yeah, because he used to be defending her to the end. It's true. But, yeah, it's all in the power of what you use social media, but it has some guidelines and some things that, you know, prohibit us from doing how much we can be doing with social media, but allow. You know, I can't promote my business on social media because of sex toys, but we can see some other things all going through social media. But that's a whole other
right.
study, too. But...
But we're going to cover that tonight. That covers the life division. because that's ridiculous.
Yeah. So the question is, has social media made things better or worse in 2020? All questions and comments is welcome. Remember, the number is 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us. But now we're going to get into this show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. It's, you know, 2020 has been rough on everybody. One way, shape, or form, you either had to deal with COVID affecting your job, affecting your health, affecting family, or affecting a loved one. So a lot of us, we had got locked down, so we're home. And those of us who are frontline workers or who are working out there, you had to hurry up and get off the streets and come home, and everyone else is locked down. So it was like, I remember at one point when you got up, when you went to work, it was like a ghost town almost. You saw a couple of stragglers, like it was a zombie apocalypse. We're headed back that way. So the more they lock us down and the more things that are going on to prevent the economy and stores and businesses and activities to open up, the more social media we're going to do. We're doing more social media because, one, we got more leisure and downtime. Two, we're on our social media looking for that spot that's still open, right? And then we're having online parties via social media. You know, we got the verses that happened in 2020, which was a good thing, right? Then we had our classic DJs, DJ D Nice and Kid Capri and a couple other guys that were doing live, doing live performances on their Instagram lives and Facebook lives. So it helped keep us entertained, but then you got that fringe group of motherfuckers. The ones that got to spread lies. The ones that got to be petty. The ones that got to show more girl fights and nonsense and ratchetry and negativity than normal. Those are the people who are just, you know, they kind of ruined it for us. You know?
Mm-hmm.
What was your favorite thing about social media this year?
This year? I mean, I guess I could look at it. It for the most part, especially with the quarantine and everything, people was able to connect more. You know, it gave us a lot of free time being quarantined when people was out of work to search for people and, you know, reconnect with people. People using social media, and some of y'all was doing right. Y'all was starting y'all businesses. Y'all was promoting. I even see more people on my timeline, you know, doing like question of the days and actually interacting with social media and not always on like a negative vibe or anything. You know, some people was finding themselves in some things that they like to do. And some people was putting their businesses out there and people was supporting them. So that was a great thing with social media. And that's what social media was intended to do, you know, to reconnect with people and, you know, stay in contact with people and kind of put yourself out there and let people know what you're doing. So that was a good thing. You know, sometimes you gotta try to find something positive of the horrible thing that's going on.
Yeah, I agree. There was a lot of good nature energy put out on social media this year to counteract some of the bad stuff. I will say this: social media has exposed us all. Who you are and your digital footprint was well-defined this year. if you cared about people, you posted where, you know, they can go pick up food. You posted where they can get some free masks. You posted where they can get gloves. You posted where who was still hiring, right? You showed people where the cells were. There were some things that people did for one another that I was just impressed. Because it was good that we didn't lose our damn minds. Some of us still lost our damn minds, but not all of us. And that's a beautiful thing, you know. We have to do that on a more frequent basis. It shouldn't take a lockdown and a pandemic and a goofy president television every 5 seconds for us to want to look outside the box and try to do positive things, you know. So, yeah, I had a lot of great moments. Again, the verses, that helped a lot of people. You remember how, you know, there's people, if you go back to when it first started, there was people who never post anything music, right? But when that Versus thing popped off, damn, people, it was fun watching people do something other than bitch, moan, and complain. It gave people about 3 to 4 hours a chance to take a break and just chill, you know, and it was the whole vibe of it. People scrolling up and down the comments to see what other stars is on there, talking shit to the stars. Oh, you a bum. You wouldn't even last in the verses. Or, damn, girl, we can't wait for you to be in the verses next. I was vibing off that kind of stuff because it gave people something else to think about, mm-hmm. you know. Now, Gwen, what was your worst thing? No, let's just focus. Let's focus on the life stuff. People living, right, and the things that come with life. What were the things that pissed you off that you saw?
People just sitting on live all day long with nothing to say, not doing anything, just for the sake of being seen. You know,
damn.
You know, because some people just get on their live, they don't talk about nothing. You're just looking at them. I don't need to look at you play the game. I don't need to look at you eat. I don't need to look at you yell at your kids, or you just sitting there smoking, drink. Like, it was just like, I just want to be seen. Another thing was, some people had so much okay, here's another thing that's still going on. People got so much time on they hand that they create these tea pages, and, you know, where it's just solely based on, you know, just ragging on somebody. It just was like every time you turn around, it was some type of this page or hate page, or it's like, oh, you know, we're going to put somebody's picture up there and just whatever dirt or information you got on this person, run it down. Even when people was at their lowest, it was just like, people was getting pure joy and happiness of tearing other people down. Which in the middle of a pandemic, terrible, because you already have people that when people are dealing with mental health issues, whether it's depression and anxiety or whatever, and they're closing and they're confined and they can't do anything, and they're already going through their own fight in their head with their own thoughts, and then you have someone just ragging on you on social media, and it's just simply because they don't like you or something that they didn't agree with that you said. That couldn't even been. It didn't even have to be directed towards them, and it was just like, okay, I need to pass time. So now I'm going to talk about this person not knowing or caring what they're going through. So that those two things really irked me.
Yeah, man. The whole idea of the bed generation. There's. Once upon a time, bid, B-I-D, groups. Now they're turning to bid pages, exposing profile pages, Because once upon a time, you click like, you get access to all the stuff coming through your timeline. Now people are creating profile pages where you got to send a friend request to see who they're exposing today. So it's that does put a it's sickening that you got that kind of time on your hands. So I agree with every point you said. I mean, for me, it was just knowing that people were out there looting and then selling the products on social media. You got to be one of the dumbest people I've ever seen in my entire life. And not all, but a lot of them got popped. Social media has become everyone's private TV network. Everyone had to perform. Everyone had to show their ass some kind of way this year. And you're right. I saw more people go on live this year than I did my entire life. And it was like they're either going live to report something, or they're going live to complain about something, or they're going live because they just have nothing. Did you ever see a motherfucker go live and sit in a room and watch TV? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sit in a room and roll up and smoke while this is what we're watching. Not talking to us. I can see if it's one thing you're on live, you just want to have a conversation because you're bored. Right? No. The phone is on one side of the room. This person is on the other side of the room at a table rolling up, licking a blunt. And sitting there smoking while everybody watch. Don't know what's going on with people. Everybody is obsessed with the idea of becoming a social media star or whatever. I don't know. I'm done trying to figure this shit out. You know, but watching how people conducted their lives on social media was very, very weird to me this year. People believed in what about the misinformation that you came across? What was your take on that? Like a lot of the fake stories and fake news.
Well, yeah, that's the issue too, is that people just can post something and it just spread like a wildfire. And people don't click on these. And we had a show about this before. People don't click on these sites or these articles and see what the source is before they spread it. You know how many celebrities have died in 2020?
Right.
Especially with the politics, how many stories were just surfaced because someone took a piece of something and turned it into what they wanted it to be, or chopped up a whole bunch of videos and put it together. How many conspiracy theories we've had about COVID and everything else. It was just like it's harder and harder for people to get the truth out because, I mean, once they see something negative or they see something drama-filled or something that's more interesting, that makes it more interesting, they spread it. So that's very damaging, you know, to people because people don't know what to believe or to take from certain things because, I mean, you Google it and you're going to see everything that was shared, you know, whether it's true or not. What happens to a child or a teenager trying to get some answers on something? They can't because they don't know how to separate the two because the adults that are sharing stuff, they not even caring to separate, you know, the truth from the lies.
It's crazy. I've never seen so many gullible people in my life. To your point, things that hit the internet, people believe it. I watch some things, and when I like to do the genealogy of things, so I will go and keep tracking it, and find out that someone posted it a week ago on Twitter, and it worked its way from Twitter to Facebook to Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
It's sad. it is that if it wasn't something false about someone, it was something that that you're supposed to be afraid of. You know, remember those six paragraph inbox messages saying my cousin works for the NSA and they said this is going to happen, blah blah blah, and or the videos of I got people in the military and they told me, come on, man,
right.
Because we hear them tell it, we all should be dead by now, because the government was unleashing the 5G on us. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is, and you know, all those people who kept repeating and sharing that false content, where are they now? They ain't got nothing to say about it. They ain't got nothing to say about it. Because social media is such a convoluted platform of communications that you can literally tell one of the biggest lies and it can be forgotten in minutes. That is sad. All right. So, let's talk about relationships, Queen. In your personal opinion, do you think people relationships have gotten better or worse during the 2020? And when it comes to social media,
no, worse. For two reasons. For one, don't nobody know how to keep things private. Every little thing is a quote unquote relationship goal. I don't know what role models they had, but some of y'all relationship goals is nowhere near have ever been my relationship goal.
Right.
And it's like, I mean, from the time two people wake up together till they go to bed, and everything in between, the good and the bad, they post it on social media. You know, one minute, you know, they together and they happy. The next minute, they can't stand each other and they fighting. He's a dog, she's a hoe, and then right back like nothing ever happened. They're not taking their problems or their issues privately and dealing with them. Everybody and their mother could come and comment. You know, they're getting other people involved. So you have a relationship issue when you post it on social media, and then their friends, their families, and vice versa is chiming in. It's too much, because all it takes is for one person to share it with and they got 5,000 friends, and somebody else share it. So now the whole world know your business, and nobody knows you because you put it out there. Another thing, everything is not for social media, you know, especially when it comes to your sex life. People feel the need to talk about every single thing. Don't nobody need, it's whoever you're having sex with or whom, however many people, that's between you and those people. And that's another reason why people aren't having an open, free sex life, because they got to worry about the messages being shared, the videos, the pictures. As soon as somebody get their little feelings hurt or things don't go their way, somebody want to expose somebody and put it all out there, not knowing those decisions that you made in a split second is going to follow you throughout your life. You know, what happens when you find Mr. or Mrs. Right? And you already done trended in 2020 on social media, and they're not going to give you a chance, because they can put in a hashtag or they could Google you and that's going to come up. And it could have been very well somebody just being scorned or their feelings hurt. So it's hurt relationships. Plus, people are just jumping a relationship just in the sake to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, I got some of y'all on my timeline. Y'all on y'all eighth relationship.
Since 4th of July.
All right. I'm just saying. I mean, I see y'all posting men more than y'all post your kids. That's a whole nother show.
I beat that. You know, it's to the point oversharing is at an all-time high because y'all got too much time on y'all hands.
Too much.
And this is why social media is I don't have the love for it I used to have. It's because the bored people took over. And if you know me, there's a couple things I don't let come out of my mouth. Words I can't, and I'm bored. I always got something to do. You know, and that is just the way I'm wired. That is how most entrepreneurs are wired. That's how most visionaries are wired. We don't have time to be bored because we're always looking for ways to improve things, better things, create things. We're creators. We are in the process of manifestation. We have no time to be bored. When we get bored, we go to sleep so we can rest and get up and not be bored tomorrow. And all the bored folks is all over social media. They got to share every goddamn goofy thing they can get their hands on.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's not enough, they got their kids on the timeline. They're sharing goofy grown folk content with their kids going, ew, that's nasty, mom. You block. And I see it every day. See it every day. And it's like we have to do better at protecting our relationships with our family, our friends. And make another page. I don't know how many times I had to tell people. You should have a page for your friends and family and people that actually respect you. And then you should have a goofy, you know, goof off page where you can just be yourself and post things without worrying about judgment. Right. Because you can't have, you can't have your imam on your joint or your pastor on your joint and you on there twerking and you showing up for service and you wonder why everybody got to give you the side eye. Or you got your kid on there and shit, and you twerking, right? And all his friends are coming to your page. It's serious. You got to take this. It's another thing that pissed me off is just social media. You ever anybody tell you that? It's just social media.
I hear them people.
All the time. If it's just social media and it ain't no big deal, then why you want it? Because there's 1,000 things going on in the world or in your house that you could be entertaining yourself with. It means something to you. That's why you get on and log in every day. That's why when you hit the settings, it has an activity counter on Facebook and Instagram. It tells you how long you were on social media a day and a week. And he's the same people talking about, oh, it ain't no big deal. I can take it or leave it. I don't need this. Yeah, okay, but you on your 8 to 9 hours a day. So, and that's your right to your opinion. But, again, my solution for all of this, I just start removing people. I felt, you know what? Social media, the thing I love the most about it is I control what comes through my phone. So guess what? I'm either going to mute you so I don't have to see you for a while, or I am going to completely remove you off my timeline because you keep posting fights. You keep posting this stupid stuff. Weed. Oh, my God. Am I the only one who's getting a bunch of requests for weed dealers on Instagram? Have you seen it?
I don't be on my Instagram like I should. I get a lot of scam emails, messages, and, oh, you want to make some real money?
God.
Yeah. You want to make me rich, but you still begging. Make it make sense. You cannot make me rich if you still begging.
Oh, my God.
You know?
Yeah, oh, my God. That's a whole nother ass. That's a whole nother adventure right there. You see these girls or guys sometimes, but it's mostly women. Because someone steals Instagram models' pictures from somewhere. They create these accounts, they give them these dumbass names, and then the bio, it says financial account executive or financial account representative, or they work at Cash App or they work at Western Union. Oh, okay. So you work at Cash App and Western Union and you on here sending people friend requests on behalf of Cash App and Western Union. Fuck out of here.
What?
And don't forget the ones that go, hey, have you heard? No, what is it? Oh, yeah, the federal government is releasing the ADA
grant
loan.
Program?
The grant program and the loan, yeah. I'm like, come on, man. And it's annoying. That's why it got to the point where I had to make my personal page private. Because I'm averaging about 12 fake pages a day. And when I go to look at these fake pages, I got mutuals. My friends are adding these people. So, because what's happening is, you know, Facebook, you get that suggest a friend feature that's going across your screen, and it's based off of mutual friends. So they feel as though you may want to know this person because they know a bunch of people you know. Instagram has begun that about 6-7 months ago. They put the hand on it. They got a little heavy with it. So now some of us are getting flooded with big booty chicks who ain't even real. It's probably some fat dude in the basement with goddamn chicken grease on his shirt with a bunch of dudes in the pictures holding up racks of ones up to their head. Or some pretty girl with nice nails counting money in the front seat of her car. So it's like the Bitcoin fraud, Cash App fraud, Western Union fraud, you name it. They're all coming out of the woodwork because they know you are home. Some of you had disposable income through the PUA. So they'd tell you, well, look, what you do is you send $1,000 here and you'll get back 10. Come on, man. And y'all fell for it. So, is there anything else that we can cover? Because relationships is the easy one. If you end one, keep it to yourself.
Right. Your business. Everybody don't have to know. You don't have to be friends with everybody that they're friends with. And people, I don't know if you guys got the memo or not. Facebook is free. You guys don't need to share pages. That's a whole trust issue.
Oh my God.
That's a whole other issue. You guys do not have to share pages.
Oh, man.
And people make the pages for their kids.
I have to spend about an hour a week yelling at my son about his social media. Because he's at that age where, you know, it's about to be 13. So he's at that, you know, these young boys, they like to stick their middle finger up, throw the hoodie on, boom, bap, boom. So I did, I snap, take that shit down. And it's like, I'm to the point now where I want an age requirement for social media. It's a true story, because I go on his Instagram page and his booty's twerking all over the place. He's following grown-ass women. Ass is just jiggling. He's following chicks I ain't even following. And if that ain't enough, he's downloading the videos to show his homies. He's texting the videos to his homies. You see this? And I'm like, yo, you freaked out. This is
my children do not have, my 13-year-old, he does not have a social media yet. I am trying to keep him from that world as for as long as possible.
Check his phone.
No, he doesn't. I do phone checks all the time. He doesn't have a social media.
Oh, okay, good.
School has just started since they're doing virtual with them doing an Instagram, but it's only for, you know, it's with their school account, and they're going to be doing a project soon where they have to post, you know, certain pictures on an Instagram, but it hasn't gotten, he didn't even want to do the Instagram. He like, I guess because he's just not in that world. He's been to the games, but he's just not in that social media world right now. And I'm going to keep it that way for as long as I can.
Yeah.
Just because it's just hard to shield your kids when it comes to social media. Because it could not be anything that they're doing. It could just be something somebody else posted on the timeline. So now they got access to it. So now they're going to share it. And then it's going to pique their interest. And now they're going to be searching for it opposed to, you know, just sitting on their timeline. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's definitely a sociological component to social media. Facebook executives made sure that the same people who put the philosophy of creating and designing casinos into their social media platform, because it's supposed to do the same thing. It's an addictive situation to it, where you walk in and, you know, you're seeing this, you're seeing that. And you're going to see things on social media that you can't see off of social media, unless you're fortunate. You know, sometimes you're going to encounter pictures or videos of people, places, and things that you know you're never going to get to or be able to associate with in your life. That's appealing to some people. In terms of relationships, how easy do you think it is, and this will sound like a stupid question, but we need to have it real quick. Because I want to move on to sex. We got like 12 minutes. How easy is it for people in relationships to get caught up with the whole opposite sex thing?
I mean, if it's like you're being on a diet and somebody just keeps shoving cakes and cookies in your face. It's like after a while, I mean, because, you know, some people got this long, I can look. As long as I ain't touching. But then it takes that one moment of, you know, weakness where if their relationship isn't good and they already got their issues, somebody could come on in, you know, and make their presence a little more known than it should be. Because let's be honest, cheating is not just the physical aspect of it, you know, it's the mental and emotional too. You know, anything that you got to delete, hide, sneak and do, is, you know, it's wrong. So, therefore, it's a form of cheating when it comes to a relationship. But just think about it. It's constantly being thrown in there, you know, and just think about it. You're going to come across people on social media that you would not have ever met in life, all based on a mutual friend or a public post, you know, something that was shared. You know, and it just to see it, and it begins with a like and something or a request, and it jumps into an inbox. Because I'm saying nowadays you can't even accept a nigga for a request without him. Hey, beautiful, thanks for the ad. Like, okay, relax. And that's how it is. Or
friend request,
that's the girl that you don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the friend request is accepted at 12:01 by 12:15. Hey, beautiful.
Right. Like, did you put by one o'clock as your favorite?
Yeah, by 1 o'clock. Hey, can I eat your ass?
Thank you. I'm just like, bruh.
Yeah. That's a good time to transition in our last 10 minutes. Shout out to the ass eaters on social media and Facebook. Shout out to the no pullout gang. Shout out to the can I eat your pussy gang and all that other weird shit I see y'all dudes telling these chicks under their pictures. This is one thing to compliment. You look great. Oh, this is a great pic of you. You can do it in a respectful way. But damn, I just want you to sit on my face. God damn,
right.
Bro.
You don't even know she watched her ass at you. And you talk about shit in your face. You don't even know she used protection the last time. She could have just had an orgy. You with no protection, and you talking about you want her to sit it. If you don't sit down somewhere and find the Lord.
With a T, not a D.
The Lord. these dudes don't care, man. They like, yo, I've read a recent study. One of those medical journals, and they were talking about the common mental health, the mental health of the common folk, the average person. Where's the head at type deal? You know, you line up 10 guys, three of them are crazy, two of them are on the verge of being crazy, and one of them is suicidal. That kind of thing. And then in the study, it said that social media this year alone has turned being promiscuous into almost like a race. And I pushed back on it at first. My initial thing was like, you know what, that's some bullshit. That's just a bunch of people who ain't down talking shit. But then I had to stop and look at my timeline. I challenge, and one day I think we should find a fun, creative way to turn this into a little 30-minute episode of the show, where I want everybody to go through and count just 25, 50 posts and just keep a record. Is it raunchy? Is it goofy? Is it positive? Just like put in the categories, because I used to do it on my timeline. Like, I would get off social media for a day. I would fast, and I would come back and make a documentary on my phone. Like, okay. I would give, like, a stat sheet. Like, hey, 10 chicks are mad at somebody that they don't know personally, but they're pissed off with them, so they're feuding. I got two chicks over there who are mad at the same dude, don't realize they're fucking the same dude, because I'm seeing both his pictures on both of their pages. It's fun when you do stuff like that, because it gives you an idea of what kind of crazy people you're accepting. And so I said all that to say, how bad is your timeline, Queen, sex-wise?
It's getting better, because I don't have a problem deleting people. I don't think I've ever muted anyone. I just delete them. but, I mean...
That's right. You did a purge.
I do, and I do it every so often, just because after a while it's just like, okay, I got to look at it three ways. One, why are you here? Do you like, comment, share, support, any of that? So if you don't, why are you here? So you just keeping tabs for what? Or you trying to keep your numbers, your friends up, and you know, you have no value, so you have to go. Another one, if you irk my soul, if, like, I had this one guy, he whines all the time. You know, he's in everybody's inboxes, and then bitches ain't shit when his feelings hurt. And when he's told no, I don't need nobody for nothing. So he had to go. I got tired of seeing it, you know?
Yeah.
And then you have people who, you know, just post anything, whether it's true or not, and I'm tired of them too.
Yeah.
Anything that, you know, is so I have to go through my timeline every now and then and just, you know, just purge. Because some of y'all don't know what y'all going through, but if y'all want to talk about it, y'all can talk about it, because y'all post a goal for 1 minute, it's like, okay. When I first add you, it's like, okay. I could deal with this too. Who hurt you? So, your timeline all dark. But, but yeah, it's certain things I just don't want to see all the time. And once it's go overkill and overboard, or you just posting everything that you do, you gotta go. I don't need to know your every move from the time you wake up to the time you go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know? And people don't understand how unsafe that is.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, I got two questions I want to squeeze in real quick.
Okay.
The first one is from Tish Banks. Tish is saying... that social media has become unbearable. She can't spend any more than 10 minutes a week on it. She says, I only come on social media to see what y'all talking about for the week, and I drop my jewels and I keep it pushing. It's too many dudes in the inbox either showing dick or asking for pussy. I don't understand why is Facebook the number one place to buy and beg for pussy?
Because people made it acceptable. It's because people made it easy. People are going to continue to do what has worked for them in the past.
Yep.
So if they're used to jumping in somebody's inbox and getting a positive response or getting the result that they want, they're going to continue to do it. And then when they come across somebody like me or you, you're going to be bougie, you're going to think you're too good, and et cetera, because they feelings hurt.
Yeah.
But they do it because they get results that way, unfortunately. Unfortunately, people have made it too easy for someone to have sex with them because they're looking for validation in the wrong way. So, I mean, it happens, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But it's the reality, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like the Queen said, that's just the way it is because people, I will say this, my friends will, most of them that I've known for years, that's been a part of my team, they will screenshot your shit in a heartbeat. The reason why a lot of women that I know stopped is because they were screenshotting you showing off your dick and they were getting flagged, put in Facebook jail. But yeah, expose them.
Mm-hmm.
Call them
out.
Oh
yeah, I tell people quick, fast, in a hurry.
Yeah.
Send me another big picture, and I'm going to post it to the gayest group, and you're going to have them all in your inbox like you're in my inbox. Whatever information you give me, if you gave me your phone number, your name, and a picture of your big, then just know all my gay buddies got it. They all going to have it because, I mean, you just willy-nilly showing it. You want the you proud. And they proud, literally. So.
Right. All right, let's get one more in. All right, this one is from Kimmy Still Coco, and she is asking, hey, can y'all explain what NSFW means on social media? I keep seeing it pop up, but I'm not sure I get it.
What was the initials again?
NSFW. You clearly didn't listen to our last Q&A session because I covered that. You familiar with that term, Queen?
No.
It's a pop term that you're going to see more so on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, and like Reddit and forum sessions and stuff like that. Facebook, they're Nazis, so you can't get away with it. N is in Nancy, S is in Sam, F is in Frank, W as in Will. It's an acronym for not safe for work. This ain't the kind of shit you want to be pulling up while you're at work because you can lose your job or someone can see that you got something a little raunchy. So all these little memes about eating pussy and sucking dick and fucking and all the goofy shit we post or post in stories, that's considered NSFW. So that is a term to let people know that, hey, what you're about to look at is going to get you in trouble. Go look up that hashtag on Instagram and you'll see it's usually a bunch of talk or some pictures or memes or something like that. All right, Queen, we got about 10 seconds. Damn.
Okay, wow. Thank everybody for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. Keep the questions coming. Keep the support coming. We appreciate you guys. We will be back next week for Talk Tuesday with a special guest. I'm excited. I hope you guys are excited. I hope she's excited.
Yes, she is.
She is. Any last words before we sign off?
No, we'll see you guys next Tuesday. Our special guest, Barbara Ann, and the No Trauma Consulting.
Okay, so that concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.